This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M3.
The starting order for this division, it's Darwin 1 leading the pack, chased by Claire 2, Selwyn 2, St. Cat's 2, Fat 3, Emma 2, Peterhouse 2, Girton 2, Maggie 3, Tithall 2, Robinson 2, Queens 3, Magdalen 2, Emma 3, Fitz 2, Churchill 2, Claire 3, and following up is King 2. A couple of boats to look out for, St. Cat's 2. They've been very quick so far. Two bumps for them so far, as have Girton 2. Robinson 2 have they've fallen 2 and look set to be caught by Queensbury. And Fitz 2 have also down 2 from 2 so far. Also on the line, we have Pete up at first post, Gemma, who is at Ditton Corner, and Daniel down at the long reach.
And that's just the cannon to start the break. So the men's third division is underway. I can see Darwin 1 and Claire 2 at the start of the division. Darwin 1 really battling against this tough headwind on first post corner. Struggling to get out into the middle of the river a little bit, but they're probably just about on station with Claire 2. Behind them, Selwyn looked very, very rhythmic, very in time, so there could be a threat to Claire M2. And there's already whistles from the bank parties that are heading back. Darwin M1 have just gone past. Three or four of them look really very swashed, but they've probably opened up a lead of about half a length on Claire M2 behind them. Selwyn M2 behind them, just coming past me now, and they've got their matching red, yellow and black team hats on, looking very fetching, very coordinated. Chasing them, St. Cat's, who are on for bumps, and they're looking good. They're probably down to about a length on St. Cat's M2, and then there's a big, big distance behind them to first and third M3 with Emma, as that is, catching them rapidly, down to probably about a third of a length now, and it looks like first and third M2 are first and third M3 are really in trouble, having been bumped in the first couple of days. I'll throw it to Andy at that point and see what's going on at Grassy.
Thanks, Pete. Where I am at Grassy, I can just see the first boats. As they come around first post corner, I've got Darwin M1 coming towards me now. And they're not looking too bad. They seem to be holding Claire 2. Claire 2 are actually looking pretty nice as they go round. The blades all entering the water uniformly at the same time. There's a large Claire contingent down at Grassy. However, Darwin are holding them on station at the moment. Still 1.5 boat length between them. Behind Claire, we've got Selwyn 2 again on station. And then further back, St. Cat's. And St. Cat's, they're about a length behind Selwyn. A length between that. So no early bump at the top of the division. Let's go back down to Pete at first post. Pete.
I think there's a potential bump here, and unfortunately it's looking like the nail bomb bump that we called before the race, where Robinson are being quickly caught by Queens M3 behind them, and the Cox has just conceded, so Robinson have been bumped for the third time, Robinson M2, and Queens are still on for play. They're looking really pleased with themselves. An easy row. The Robinson Cox was almost hit by one of the oars on the Queen's boat. There was significant overlap there, and it looks like there's another bump. No, not quite yet, but Magdalen M2 are being hotly pursued by Emma M3. Probably down to almost overlap there between those two. And then there's a big gap, and I can't quite see what's happened, but I'll be following that up. But we'll throw back to Andy at Grassy.
Yeah, and I've got a bump that I can confirm. First and third three were bumped by Emma 2 just as they went round first post corner. So after St. Cat's 2, Fat 3 and Emma 2 were missing due to that bump, and I've now got coming past me, I've had Peterhouse, Girton, and then a really interesting tussle behind that. LMBC look like they're in a whole lot of trouble from Tithall 2. Just as they go round Grassy Corner, this is LMBC, their third boat. It's a quarter of a length. Quarter of a length. Trinity Hall pushing really, really hard round the corner. LMBC have got a slightly better line, but I reckon Trinity Hall are going to catch them as they go around Ditton Corner. Let's go a bit further up to the river to Gemma, who's at Ditton. Gemma, what can you see?
I've got quite a lot of excitement going on around here. St. Cat's are very strong and gaining on Selwyn. Whistles are blowing, and I think they may just concede as they go round onto the long reach. They just rode out of sight. Also, Darwin rode past me earlier, and Claire seemed to be advancing on them, so maybe they can't hold them off up the reach. Now, I think we have Peterhouse coming, and they seem to be holding Girton on station. LMBC I can just see coming into my vision behind me. And it does look like Trinity Hall are gaining on them. I think they may have pulled away. It's like a grassy corner as Hall have made some space. How's it looking at grassy?
Darwin M1 just passed me now on the long reach. They're looking incredibly strong, followed by Claire M2, very, very strong. Andy, is there something going on up at grassy corner?
Got another one for you to look out for, Darwin, as they go around this. So this time it's Emma 3 closing very closely onto Magdalen 2. Emma 3 closing onto Magdalen 2. The gap was about a quarter as they went round grassy corner. Can you see that battle now, Gemma?
Yes, I can just see them coming up. Magdalen are looking quite tired. And it looks like Emma 3 will probably catch them as they come round Ditton Corner. The Emma crew are looking very strong, very in time, and Magdalen seems to be panicking a bit given the whistles and everyone just cheering. Maybe it's about a quarter of a length, getting down to less than that now, as they are going. Magdalen are giving absolutely everything as they're coming round the corner onto the long reach. Emma are taking a very tight line, trying to bump them and go round onto Ditton Corner, and it looks like they may have just done it. All right, I will hand over to Daniel.
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. I'm going to call it bumped. St. Cat's M2 appeared to have bumped Selwyn M2. They've not come round the long reach yet. It looks like they've moored over on the side. So that looks like St. Cat's M2 have bumped on Selwyn M2. Very exciting there. Later, further down the division, lots of rollovers by the looks of it. Lots of teams looking very, very strong, very uniform, and massive gaps between them. Peterhouse M2 look very strong. They've got about a 2 or 3 boat length in front of Girton M2, who are also trying very, very hard, but they can't quite catch up. Behind Girton M2, Lady Margaret M3, another 2 or 3 boat length gap by the looks of things between Girton M2 and Lady Margaret M3. And behind Lady Margaret M3, Trinity Hall M2, they're looking rather tired. They are struggling, I would say. And they're not really gaining on Lady Margaret M3. About a 2 or 3 boat length again between those. And it looks like lots of the other teams have bumped. Can you confirm any more about that, Gemma?
Well, I just got Kings rowing past me now, the sandwich boat. There's lots of space in between them, and they're not going to bump anyone. But it looks like Churchill M2 must have bumped up on William M2, because I haven't seen those boats row past me at Ditton. So there must have been a bump. Have you seen that at grassy corner?
Let's go straight on to Pete. Pete at first base.
Okay, so I can bring you an interview with the victorious Cox of Queens M3, who are on for Blades. Can we just have a quick word?
Hello. Yeah, that was really good. We knew we were going to get them, which was a matter of time. We got them just before first base.
And you're feeling confident for tomorrow?
Definitely. I think they're about the same standard as Robinson, who we're chasing, so we're on it, I think.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'll let them go. They got in trouble for me, but they're slapping the side of the boat now, and I can confirm that Fitz M2 have dejectedly rowed past me, and they were bumped by Churchill M2 near the bottom of the division. That seems to happen somewhere before the motorway bridge. And I'll just throw it back to Daniel to see if anything more is happening down on the long.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Lots of very comfortable rowing down here at the end of the division. Claire M3 have just passed me, and they've got an absolutely massive lead in front of Kings M2, the sandwich boat in this race. There's absolutely no chance there's going to be a bump here. The lead must be, well, it's absolutely massive. Coming past me right now, Kings M2, then, they're looking rather tired. Somebody looks particularly unwell. That's that's number 6. But otherwise, lots of bumps, I look at it. Lots of teams coming into more. It looks like Churchill M2 must have bumped on Fitz M2. And as we were saying earlier, down in the long reach, St. Cat's M2 bumped on Selwyn M2. Lots of very, very excited crews down here. I'm going to see if we can quickly grab an interview with the Cox here. You're live on CamFM, please don't swear. how do you feel? How did the race go?
I think it went pretty well. Like, we exceeded the plan we were going for well. A bit of a messy start. Got pretty close around the corner. Hit them and did pretty nice.
Cheers, thanks very much. I hope you could hear that. That's St. Cat's M2, who bumped on Selwyn M2. Foliage going into the hair now. Andy, have you got the rundown of what we think the results were in this race?
Yep, I've got it here. So Darwin 1 and Claire 2 rowing over at the top of the division. Selwyn 2 were bumped by St. Cat's 2 on the long reach. Bat 3 bumped by Emma 2. We then got 4 rowovers. Emma 2, Peterhouse 2, Girton 2. Sorry, I've said that completely wrong.
Bat 3, they were bumped by Emma 2, with four rowovers read correctly this time, and Peterhouse 2, Girton 2, LMBC 3, and Trinity Hall 2. Trinity Hall 2 will be really kicking themselves, because they had LMBC 3 down to about a quarter of a length as they went round Grassy. They took a really poor line around Grassy, and it looks like LMBC 3 have managed to evade them for today. We had Robinson 2, who were bumped early on by Queen's 3. Wardlin 2 and Emma 3, who we believe have rode over. I'll come back to that in a sec. Fitz 2 were bumped by Churchill 2 very early on, and then Clare 3 and King 2 both left the row over. I just want to quickly go back to Daniel on the long reach. Daniel, did Bordelin 2 and Emma 3 go past you at all? Because they were very close when they went round Ditton Corner. I was just wondering if you know if they rode over in the end.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. I haven't seen them come by in the long reach. They seem to have this disappearing act, which is always interesting for the commentator. I reckon there must have been a bump then, because they've definitely not come past me in the long reach. I think we should probably call it, Andy. What do you reckon?
Let's go for it. Wardlin 2 then, we believe, bumped by Emma 3. So a good day for Emma in that division. Both their second boat and their third boat bumping up. A good day for them. That is all the results from the men's third division.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
Darwin M1 rode over the top of the division, as did Clare M2. As we called it, St. Cat's M2 bumped on Selwyn M2. Then Emma M2 bumped on first and third M3. Then we had four rowovers: Peterhouse M2, Girton M2, LMBC M3, Trinity Hall M2, all rowed over. Queen's M3 caught Robinson M2. Emma M3 caught Maudlin M2. Churchill M2 caught Fitz M2, and then at the bottom of the division, two rowovers, Clare M3, and then, of course, that massive lead in front of King's M2 at the bottom of the division.
May bumps.
Cam FM.